Hello, this is Auntie Irene, and today I'm going to tell you one of my favourite stories from the Bible. You can find it in Luke chapter 19 and verses 1 to 10. It's about a man who wanted to see Jesus. Let's find out what happened. Have you ever wished you were a little bit taller? Perhaps you wanted to reach something from a high shelf or to see over a high wall. I wished I was a bit taller last week when I was out in the countryside. I was picking blackberries in the hedgerow, and the nicest, juiciest ones were just out of reach. Even when I stood on tiptoe, I couldn't reach them, so I had to leave those for the birds to eat. You're all growing a little bit each day. You will all grow taller than you are now. But in today's Bible story, we're going to hear about a man who wished he was taller. He'd stopped growing. He was a grown-up, but he wanted to see Jesus, and he wasn't tall enough. He couldn't grow any taller, so let's find out what he did. The man in our story was called Zacchaeus. He was rich, and he had an important job. However, he wasn't popular. People didn't like him because of his job. He worked for the Romans, who were in charge of the country. And people thought of the Romans as their enemies, so they didn't like anyone who worked for them. Zacchaeus's work didn't make him popular either. You see, he had to collect money that was called tax from the people in his town and pass it on to the Romans. And people didn't like having to give their money to the Romans. They didn't like the way he did his job either. He collected more money than he should and kept some for himself. That was wrong, wasn't it? But that's why he was so rich. He was dishonest. He was a cheat. The Bible tells us something else about him. He was not very tall, and on this particular day, this was going to be a problem. You see, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and was passing through the town of Jericho, where Zacchaeus lived. As soon as the people from the town heard this, they rushed to the roadside and lined up to see Jesus. Perhaps they hoped they would see him make a sick person well. Perhaps they wanted to hear one of the wonderful stories that he told to help them understand about God. They had heard all about Jesus and they longed to see him. Zacchaeus wanted to see him too, but there was a problem. He just wasn't tall enough. This is what the Bible says. Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was too short to see above the crowd. What could he do? He stood on tiptoe, but he still couldn't see anything. And there were so many people in front of him, and they wouldn't let him through. "We're not going to let you through, Zacchaeus. We don't even like you," they said. So he was stuck. He wasn't going to be able to see Jesus. Then he had an idea. Maybe he remembered what he had done when he was a boy. Let's see what the Bible tells us what he did. Zacchaeus ran ahead to a place where he knew Jesus would come. He climbed a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. That's funny, isn't it? Just imagine a rich, important man in all his best clothes climbing a tree. It doesn't often happen, does it? But Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus so much that he didn't worry about how silly he might look. He just climbed into the tree. It wasn't difficult because the branches were low, and he sat on a branch and waited to see Jesus coming along. He was really keen to find out about Jesus, wasn't he? And Jesus wants us to be like that. Jesus wants us to be keen to find out more about him. Soon, Zacchaeus heard an excitement in the crowd. The people started to say, "Look, he's coming. Here he is. It's Jesus." And sure enough, Jesus was coming down the road. Jesus came along towards where Zacchaeus was, up in that tree. But instead of walking past, something amazing happened. He stopped underneath the tree. You see, Jesus knows everything. He knew that Zacchaeus was up there. Jesus looked into the tree. With all the people around, he was looking for just that one man who was almost hidden. And then there was an even bigger surprise. Jesus looked up into the tree and called him by name. "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down. I must stay at your house today," he said. Amazing. Jesus knew Zacchaeus' name. You see, Jesus knows all about us and knows our names too. Zacchaeus was amazed, but he was excited and pleased too. He quickly came down the tree. He wanted to have Jesus come to his home. But not everyone wanted that. The people were angry. The Bible says that all the people saw this and they started to complain. "Look at this kind of man that Jesus stays with," they said. "Zacchaeus is a sinner." The people knew that Zacchaeus was dishonest, a cheat, and they thought Jesus only cared about good people. But Jesus knows that we have all done wrong, and he loves us just the same. Jesus loved Zacchaeus, and he knew that Zacchaeus could change. So Zacchaeus invited Jesus to his house, and Jesus came. Zacchaeus had invited a lot of his friends too, and they all sat down to hear what Jesus had to say to them. As he listened, Zacchaeus started to feel sorry for the way he had been living. He knew he'd been greedy and selfish and mean, and he'd stolen things, and he felt very sorry. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said that he came to save lost people. He came to look for them and to save them. Zacchaeus was lost because he'd done wrong. But Jesus says, "I came for people who do wrong. I want to forgive them." So when Jesus met Zacchaeus, he showed him the bad things he had done. And when Zacchaeus saw that Jesus loved him, he wanted to change. Zacchaeus had collected too much money from some of the people. He said, "Now I'll give half of my money to the poor people, and I'll give four times as much money to anyone I have cheated. I'll give the money back." You see, now that he'd met Jesus, Zacchaeus wanted to do what was right and generous and kind. He wanted to be honest. He wanted to obey God. He was completely changed. Jesus says he has come to seek and save the lost. No one is too bad for him. Jesus can change people from the inside by showing us the wrong things we do, just like Zacchaeus realized he'd been doing wrong. And then Jesus will help us to do what is right. We can ask Jesus to come into our lives and to help us to live to please him. Shall we pray? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you loved Zacchaeus. Thank you that although he did wrong, you still wanted to be his friend. Thank you that Zacchaeus changed. Help us to love you and to want to be your friend too. Thank you that you will forgive us if we ask you. Amen.